Hi, it's Jackie Almer, and I invite you to listen in as Jay McHugh, a very successful real estate agent, shares how he's using send-out cards and relationship marketing to grow and expand very rapidly his real estate business. Especially, I want you to listen in as he shares the story how he literally scored an amazing listing just by being a good friend and sending a nice card and a gift, and he scored it right out from underneath the long-term country club partner who also was a real estate agent living within about 5 minutes of the country club. So give a listen.
Jay, so can you share with the group why you're using send out cards and how you're using it in your traditional business?
Sure, I'm in the real estate space, and without question, we've all been geared and educated and talked to about the importance of follow-up. However, most people fall short because they don't have a system that can work, or a system that can work and get them results. The send-out cards is definitely that vehicle that allows you to not only move the needle in your favor, but consistently remind you with reminders, consistently bring new products to the marketplace, consistently share highest and best ideas with what we're doing right now, sharing it with people who are on your team or my team or people who are just getting introduced to send-out cards. So in the real estate space, the number one reason why people do not get referrals or repeat business is because of something called indifference. It's, as an example, if you and I like each other, that's great. We know where we stand. We're going to do business. If we don't like each other, that's great as well, because we know we're not going to do business. But most people lather themselves in the indifferent model. They don't know if they're going to do business with that person ever again. And the other person, the client, doesn't know if you want to do business with them ever again. And that's where most real estate agents fall short. Well, send-out cards will fill that void for you, and it will make you get excited about your business again, because you'll get better, higher quality referrals. And I can go on forever, but I'm sure you have a follow-up question. But that's what I'm doing, and that's what I'm teaching in my real estate space.
Awesome. So you want to give some examples on like different cards that you've sent or different things you're teaching? I know a lot of the listeners tonight are real estate agents. So how are you putting that into action?
Sure. A major shift happened about 2-3 years ago when, you know, most times people say, well, you know, Callie, I'll never ask you for a referral until I've earned it. And that's usually after the closing. And I started to scratch my head saying, why are we asking for referrals after the closing? By the time you get to the closing, that buyer or seller does not really want to talk about real estate. They're sick of it. They want to get on with putting in a new kitchen, hardwood floors, putting on a new roof, etc. So it's a shift where you start to say, thank you, I appreciate you, more and more often. At the first initial meeting, at the under agreement, at the passing of a home inspection, at the signing of a purchase and sale, at the mortgage commitment. Right now, I've made 5 or 6 appreciation, thank you, gift cards that most buyers or sellers were never seeing before. And now I'm moving the needle again in my favor, in my team's favor, in my company's favor. So that recipient is going to be more likely to refer me, not just now, but in the future, and tell everybody about how wonderful the service was. And in fact, it's such a better way of doing business, because as you mentioned earlier, most people now, whether you're 20 or 50, can get on a phone and Google an agent, and LinkedIn an agent, and Yelp an agent, and AngelList an agent to find an agent. For agents to stop their indifferent clients to do that is to reach back more and more often and just say, I'm thinking of you. I appreciate you. It's an apology card. I haven't stayed in touch with you. And boy, will you get some excitement back in the real estate business. Today, I'm at lunch and I received 3 referrals while at lunch because the person who referred me, 3 different people, have been getting cards from me for years. And I just thought it was amazing how you and I are on this call tonight. I'm able to tell you this story about 3 referrals. And I have agents that are sitting there, you know, trying to say, how much should I buy a zip code on Zillow, Jay, and Trillia? And should I be going on this website and that website? I'm like, no, don't go on there at all. Use your send-out card system more than ever before, and you'll start to see better results more than ever before.
Yeah, I think, right, because it's the relationship. How do you believe those three referrals definitely came because of what you've been doing with Send Out Cards and staying in touch with them?
Well, it's amazing, without question. For example, one of the persons that was referred to me, I was working with a year ago. We had put in seven offers, and we lost out on all seven offers. And she quietly said, Jay, I'm going to take a break. And like anything else, you just don't know if that break means she bought somewhere else or whatever happened. Well, the referring party said, no, she still loves you, Jay. She was embarrassed to tell you that she got married and she moved in with her husband. But she's back in the game and she wants to find a house with you, so she asked me to reach back out to you. And if it was not me sending cards to Susan as well as Beth, it probably not would have come back in a boomerang good fashion. It probably would have been just dead. And that's why it is so important, even if you lose a listing, even if you lose a client, just reach out and say, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. I look forward sometime in the future to gain your business or work with you. And people sometimes are so egomaniac that they can't get themselves down to say that. But guess what? All you need is one of those to come back, boomerang back, and you can be sending cards for the rest of your life on the house, as I call it. And that's what's happened to me, is that I've gotten so much good business that I did not get or would not have gotten if it was not for Send Out Cards. I'd never, ever worry about what I'm spending or how much I'm spending, because I know I am so far above, ahead of the game because of Send Out Cards.
Awesome. Hey, wasn't there a listing like where an agent lived right down the street, but you ended up with the listing, a gentleman that was in like your golf?
Is sure. We'll protect the identity because he may be on this call, but it was an awesome story that, a few years ago I had read the book three times, Promptings. I had listened to the audio twice, Promptings by Cody Bateman. And I belong to a prominent golf club where they send out emails just for, deaths, bereavements, newsworthy information. And one of the prominent members was moving in with his daughter. And that was all they said in the email. So I reached out. And I sent a box of brownies saying, wishing you the best, Mr. Mel. You've always been a great friend and mentor. I heard you taken ill or whatever the words were, and just wishing you a happy 2012. Well, 7 days later, I get an email back saying, are you the Jay McHugh that sent my dad a box of brownies and a card? If so or not, please let me know. So I get a little trepidation. I looked at my wife, and she says, Jay, you're overanalyzing it. Just reach back and say, it is you, because I thought I had did something wrong. So I reached back and said, yeah, Mr. Mel was friend of mine, played golf with him at the club and worked with him at Mosey's and the Chow's, and I just want to wish him happy 2012. Well, she emails back saying, Jay, thanks very much. We thought it might be you, but I'm not sure if you know this, but my dad has Alzheimer's and won't be coming back to Dedham, and we were hoping that you could help sell his home for us. Now, the best part about it is I've been a member at that club 4 years. I live 51 miles away from the club. And I'm 42, 43 years of age at the time. There's 13 other agents at the club that could have done the same thing, active selling agents. And there was a gentleman who I reached out to, and I said, do you want to take a peek at the house? And he said, I'm going to the gym. Just tell me the address. And I told him the address, and he said, that's Lou Mel's house. I was going to send him a card. Did you send him a card, Jay? And I said, no, I sent him a box of brownies and a two-panel card. And he said, oh, my God, Jay, you are good. And how long have you been a member of the club? I said, 4 years. He said, I've been a member 25 years. How old are you? I said, no, I'm 42. I'm 55. Where do you live? I said, Littleton. He said, no, how far is that away? I said, oh, 50 miles. He said, I live up the street, Jay. I got to hand it to you. You're good at what you do. And I said, thanks, Tom. Do you want to go look at the house? And he hung up on me.
I love that story because it shows the power of just reaching out, acting on those promptings. So, okay, I've got one more question, then I'm going to move back into, how you get started. But if someone was new to Send Out Cards, right, in the real estate profession, maybe new in real estate or not, how would you tell them to get started using Send Out Cards?
Well, first of all, you should always work with your upline, whoever's helped you get started. And you should connect yourself with your calls, Jordan's calls, my calls, whoever's calls, Gail, Jim McCord's calls, etc. Because that will give you some teeth and some excitement. You won't feel like you're swimming in the middle of the ocean by yourself. There's so much good content, whether it's Facebook, whether it's our marketing portal, or whether it's just a one-to-one with someone walking you through. This is something I think is so important, and I think you've heard me say this on stage wherever I've been, is that if people send average CODs, they're going to get average results and they're going to quit. If they send a great COD, they're going to get great results and they're going to be a believer in it and they're going to share the right ways. Most people don't understand that if you send out something that's average, you're going to get back something average. It's a boomerang effect. I liken it to my golf analogy. If you and I are good friends and we have a gentleman's bet who's a better golfer after 6 months practicing 1 hour a day, but you're a beginner and I'm a 10 handicapper, the audience usually says, well, Jay, you're going to be the better golfer after 6 months because you start as a 10. I said, not necessarily, because I'm practicing with other 10, 11, 9 handicappers. Meanwhile, Callie's practicing with Jordan Spieth, best golfer on the planet the last 3-4 years. So she's practicing the same number of hours, but she's practicing the correct behaviors to become a better and scratch golfer. So the folks on this line, if you're going to become a great card sender, you need to start practicing the great card sending attributes, characteristics, and not be afraid of putting yourself in the card so it makes it a shelf life card that gets you the results that you want. And lastly, oftentimes we see people use the default size, the default color, the default font. And I'm like, you know, Cody would rather have more Jay McHughes out there sending out great cards, getting great results, even though it might cost the company more ink, more color, than for people to send out generic cards that get poor results.
Now, in the second part of Jay's story, he's going to share how he is leveraging Send Out Cards to also build a secondary income stream, recommending it to other real estate agents, mortgage brokers, insurance, and everyone who he does business with, and why multiple streams of income are an important thing to keep in mind, especially in today's environment. Now, you don't have to become a referral partner and take advantage of the referral income opportunity that's available, but we just want to let you know that that option does exist should you decide that it's something you want to do. You're under no obligation and nobody's going to pressure you to join the company as a distributor. Although after you hear Jay's story, you may really want to take a hard look at joining us.
Hey, Jay, I would love for you to come back on the line. I know that you've got this massive real estate business, and you're building it to a $1 billion organization. But I also know that you have chosen to be a Send Out Cards distributor as well. So why, as a super successful real estate broker, are you also a distributor with Send Out Cards?
Great question. I think anybody who's a business person can see where the shift has moved from brick and mortar to click and order. It's happening in our real estate space as we speak. And without question, anybody who can see the future recognizes that it is okay to have multiple streams of income in your businesses. So when I'm selling a house and I have an opportunity to introduce Send Out Cards to the cooperating broker, I have an opportunity to send and introduce the system to the buyer or the seller, I'm working the same hour in my real estate space, but I'm tripling my potential income. Now, you do that over 26 years. I wish Send Out Cards was available 26 years ago when I started.
Right.
I like using the example that if my wife and I owned a florist shop, and we don't, full disclosure, but if we did, and we had a bereavement in my company, in our company, and we sent flowers from 1-800-Flowers instead of our own florist shop, I don't think the house would be very warm that evening. It'd be very cold. Like, what are you doing, Jay? It's the same thing in our real estate space. I say to people all the time, I say, why are you spending money at Hallmark or other Walmart companies buying gift and greeting cards and thank you cards and gifts from Amazon.com, etc., when you can be buying those same cards and gifts from your own Send Out Card store platform? And boy, when I make that point to these people, they just stop and they look at me like, wow, I wasn't aware of that. So to answer your question, I think it's so symbiotic that people who are looking at their business can say, yes, Jay's making some good points, Callie's making some good points, that I can be in my same real estate space and I can share this great system to my ancillary partners, my electrician, my home inspector, my mortgage partner, my banker, my appraiser. And guess what? It didn't make me work another 50 hours during that week to do so, because those people are in my life. They're in my sphere. They're in my space anyway. So the folks who are on this call, don't be afraid to send out cards. You know, if you don't understand network marketing, or if you don't understand affiliated programs, if you don't understand business, go grab some books from Gary Vaynerchuk, Brendan Burchard, Darren Hardy, Brian Tracy, Grant Cardone, Stacy Alcorn, and recognize that you can do much more with your business in your 10, 12, 14-hour days than ever before without much heavy lifting, by not selling send-out cards, but by sharing send-out cards to others. And that's really where the excitement gets, because it's not very much heavy lifting, just sharing a tool that's going to benefit people's businesses, and then they have an opportunity to make a few bucks. Yeah. So we get an opportunity to be paid for sharing a system that's going to help people, and that's what I love about it.
And I love you talking about that, because in this business, we truly are sharing. We're sharing with people, and it is an amazing tool to help them really build their current business to make more money, get more referrals, increase sales and revenues. And that's the power. And then why not share it with others and create a residual income? So I'm really excited about having you here tonight, Jay. I want to thank you for your time. And I want to close out to everyone that I love this Richard Branson quote. And it says, if someone offers you an amazing opportunity and you're not sure you can do it, say yes. And then learn how to do it later. Say yes, and then learn how to do it later.
It's so exciting that you have the opportunity to expand your own business and grow a secondary income stream should you decide to do that, helping other people grow their business too. I'm Jackie Almer. Please get back with the person who invited you to listen to this and get started with send out cards today.